Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of the Columbia Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Harris Allen, and we're coming to you live from the beautiful Sony Music Studios in New York City. For the next hour, we've got a double treat for you. Live performances from musical giants Booker T and the MGs and Boz Scaggs. Booker T. Jones, Duck Dunn, Steve Cropper, and the late Al Jackson Jr. Booker T. and the MGs. They're one of the few groups inducted into both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Now, over the years, they've helped create such crown jewels of the Memphis sound as Midnight Hour with Wilson Pickett, Knock on Wood with Eddie Floyd, Sam and Dave, Soul Man, Hold On, I'm Coming, I Can't Turn You Loose, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay with the great Otis Redding, and let's not forget the MGs' own hits like Green Onions, Hip Hugger, Time Is Tight, and Hang 'Em High. Together, yeah. Today, they're still making great music. Booker T and the MGs have just released a brand new album on Columbia. It's called That's the Way It Should Be. And they continue to collaborate with a veritable who's who of musicians. Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, the list goes on and on. And most recently, Booker himself is featured on Boz Scaggs' new album, which brings us to Mr. Scaggs. Now, for years, this multi-platinum singer-songwriter has given us great albums like Moments, My Time, Slow Dancer, The Silk Degrees, and Middleman, with timeless songs like We Were Always Sweethearts, Dynaflow, Lido Shuffle, Georgia, and his Grammy-winning Lowdown. Boz Scaggs has a brand new album on Virgin Records. It's titled Some Change. On it, he draws from sources as varied as his native Texas guitar blues and the urban sophistication of his later recordings. All, of course, delivered with that unmistakable silken voice of his. We are thrilled to have Boz Scaggs here with us today, too. The Columbia Records Radio Hour is brought to you by Sony Audio. Hear what you want to. We'll be right back with Booker T and the MGs right after this. Welcome back, everybody, to the Columbia Records Radio Hour. Before we begin, I'd like to read you this brief recent quote from Neil Young. As I stood where Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, and so many great singers stood and felt that groove surrounding me, I knew that I had found a place. It's something I can't forget, something to return to again and again, like church or your hometown, a musical place where history surrounds you without getting in the way. The music of Booker T and the MGs will live forever. I want to thank Neil Young for the perfect introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Booker T and the MGs. Thank you.
you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you all for coming this morning. It's great to see you. That was Green Onions. Right now we'd like to do a new song from our new album on Columbia Records called That's the Way It Should Be. Thank you. This song is called Sarasota Sunset. Thank you very much. Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Sarasota Sunset. Now let's do a little bit of Hip Hugger. Hip Hugger. And we want to do another song from our new album. It's called Cruisin'.
Thank you.
cruising. Thank you. And this next song is called That's the Way It Should Be. It's the title song from our album.
Yeah, the incredible Booker T and the MGs on the Columbia Records Radio Hour. Yeah. I especially like the vocal on that last one, guys. When we return, the band will be joined by their special guest, Boz Skaggs. So stick around. Welcome back to the Columbia Records Radio Hour. Once again, Here's Booker T and the MGs and their special guest, Boz Scaggs.
For you folks to be rocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never too early to rock and roll.
Never too early to rock and roll, huh? No. We used to do the breakfast shows. That was about a 3 a.m. deal, wasn't it? This is the real breakfast show, huh? The brunch show.
Breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions here. That's right. Give yourself a hand. We're going to do one from the great Curtis Mayfield, one of the real great names in music, in American music. This is a song that I read somewhere that Curtis wrote when he was about 13 years old. So he was starting young. Here we go with Gypsy Woman.
Caravan round the campfire light, lovely woman in motion, hair as dark as night, her eyes were like that of a kind of dark, hypnotized me with love. Melody through the fire, her face was on a glow.
how she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her knee and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you, gypsy woman. Love you, gypsy woman. All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men. Waiting for the rising sun, everyone was having fun. Hate to see the lady go, knowing that she'll never know that I love her. I love her, gypsy woman. Gypsy. Everyone was having fun. Hit to see the lady go. Cause I love her. I love her. Gypsy woman. Love you, gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll go through the hit list this morning of, we were going through some songs yesterday, and somebody, Duck, came up with Driving Wheel. This is Little Junior Parker's big hit out of Chicago some years ago. I don't know what year that was. It's called Driving Wheel.
One, two, three, four.
My baby, woo! This thing's happening in radio land, folks. I've got to find. There we are. That was my 10 o'clock blues shout. We're getting pushing noon here, so here we go.
My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. I give everything she needs. I'm her driving wheel.
want to tell y'all about my baby. I want to tell you about my baby. I want to tell you about my baby. Every time she walks,
Bob, thank
Look
you.
Out.
Thank you.
Going to feature Booker on the opening here of a song. I think you wrote this song, didn't you, Booker?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
We're going through a bunch of hits a bunch of old stuff, favorite songs, and I keep coming up, you wrote this thing, Booker. I think I did. There've been a lot of great songs over the years. This one's called As the Years Go Passing By. Albert King did this song originally. The song is called You Got My Letter.
Got my letter, but you must not be your mail. You got my letter, baby,
Thank you. This is our tribute to one of the real immortals. This last song that we're going to do for you here. It's a song that was written with Jerry Butler and Otis Redding, who sang the song. So here we go with our rendition of...
I've been loving you.
Thank you.
Too long. I don't want to stop now.
Thank you, Boz. Thank you. I appreciate it, Boz.
Thank you. Enjoy playing for you.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Booker T and the MGs and Boz Scaggs.
all together on the Columbia Records Radio Hour. We'll be right back with a final word right after this.